Hello, this is Mr. and Mrs. Munson with our latest Astrology Boo, which you can find on Audio Boo and on Facebook and on Twitter. Astrology Boo B00. Now, we're just doing a very quick boo to let you know about the services that Mrs. Munson offers, because you've been very busy blogging and doing readings for people, but a lot of people have been asking the question, how can I get a reading? I wanted to explain what sort of readings she does, because I'm not sure I understand completely. You do a sail or return reading, is that right? Well, if you don't like it, you can send it back.
No, a solar return chart.
Oh, solar return. You got it. All right. What's that then?
Well, that's a chart that is drawn up at the exact time that the sun goes back to the same place as it was when you were born. So I do a chart around the time of your birthday, and it gives you an idea as to what's going on in the year ahead. So it describes all the influences that your new birthday brings in for you. And so basically people have them every year as a guide, I guess, to, you know, what they might expect, where they might want to put their focus. It's quite useful.
So like a strategic planning date with destiny sort of document.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And I can do it. I mean, I did one today for someone out in Indonesia who I did it as an MP3 file. So his is an audio file, but I was working on one for somebody yesterday, and that was a written report. So I can do it in whichever way the customer prefers.
So something you can listen to on your iPod or iPhone as an MP3.
Yeah, definitely.
Or something in for people who still like reading more than two or three paragraphs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I do it in the right way. I mean, you know, however somebody wants to go through it. We could do it face-to-face or even on Skype. So, you know, that way people that like to ask questions, you know, inquisitive people can...
Oh, it'd be more interactive.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. And the third project or product that you've been working on?
Well, that was just the first, wasn't it?
So oh, was it? The, sorry.
The second one.
I've only got 55 seconds to
okay,
go.
Okay, all right. I've also been doing children's charts this week. So I've done two charts of two brothers. And it's really interesting. It gives an idea for the parents about the influences in the child's life. You know, how they might want to be parented, what their talents are, what they might ask for if they could ask.
And a little bit of an insight. So with in the way that Super Nanny on the telly, you watch that and you think, oh, that's another way of how to relate to my child. Looking at their chart might help you to relate to them a different way as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And the third thing?
Well, as always, I do personal readings, so looking at the birth chart of somebody and comparing it to the up-and-coming transits, which means it gives you an idea as to what's happening in your life.
All right, that's perfect. We'll be back with more.
Pet astrology is now...
Pet astrology?
Let's do pet astrology.